The commission voted 8-1 yesterday, passing a measure to modify the hours alcohol can legally be served in Athens-Clarke County. Businesses will now only be allowed to sell liquor, beer, and wine by the drink until 10 p.m. Here's Commissioner Tim Denson speaking during the meeting.
Hopefully by, you know, bringing about an early last call for bar owners, it'll bring out an earlier last call for COVID-19.
Commissioner Link of District 3 added that she hopes the move will mitigate the impact of returning UGA students on the virus's spread throughout the community.
This is not an easy decision to make, but it is one that we have to make. The science is crystal clear. Bars are super spreader environments. We're about to see 30,000 college students descend upon this town this weekend. We've got to do something.
Though Commissioner Patrick Davenport of District 1 cast the sole dissenting vote, he stated,
"Our hands are tied by the state. And since the state and federal government are not taking this as seriously as we would like them to do, the city government has to step in."
But Davenport added,
"We seriously got to take a bigger, a holistic approach at this thing. And cause I think we're picking and choosing losers. And we're punishing the people who are literally doing a good job."
As part of the ordinance, the county will reduce fees associated with liquor licenses in an attempt to relieve the financial strain business owners will likely experience as a result of the legislation. Mayor Gertz says that he has been in contact with state and federal legislators, urging them to pass extended unemployment benefits. He urged both commissioners and citizens watching to do the same. For WUGA News, I'm Emma Auer.